Nothing has cast more of a shadow over LGBT communities over the last half century than the AIDS crisis of the 1980s. For many gay men, a process of coming out involved the freedom to have sex with whomever you wanted as an essential part of your identity. As one prominent slogan of the gay liberation movement put it, the personal had become political. So when in 1981 doctors began publishing disturbing details of lethal and rare diseases affecting sexually active gay men, it soon became clear that queer politics would enter a new phase after the liberationist 1970s, one where LGBT communities would be forced to mobilise against an angry backlash from conservative enemies at the same time as they came together to fight for treatment and rights for those affected by what would become known as autoimmune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS. This horrific syndrome, caused by a virus later called HIV, attacked people's immune system and rendered them susceptible to rare opportunistic infections that a healthy person would easily fight off, but that would kill someone with HIV. These diseases, including rare forms of pneumonia and diseases affecting the brain, took a terrible toll on people with AIDS, subjecting them to an agonizing decline before they died. By the time new treatments that significantly prolonged the lives of HIV-positive people were discovered in the mid-1990s, some 362,000 people had died from AIDS in the United States alone, and it has killed millions worldwide. In the United States, AIDS disproportionately affected, at least in the early years of the epidemic, gay men. Yet even though it decimated gay communities in cities like San Francisco, it acted as a rallying call to politicise LGBT people in ways that ultimately gave them a greater sense of solidarity, belonging, and community.